Hi, and welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will. And with me, always, are my two dummies sidekicks.
I'm not the dummy, he's the dummy. But my name's Elijah.
You're a dummy for thinking that you're better than me in any way.
Oh.
It's Sexy Rexy, boys and girls. What's going on?
Not going to get into that, but here we go. So, I'm going to start it off real quick.
Give us all.
What?
What's up?
Oh, so, I speak American.
He don't know how to speak that.
I speak American.
He don't know how to speak.
Excuse me.
Technically, we are in what used to be Mexico.
Used to be Mexico, yeah. But now we're American.
Hey, this was owned by the Indians first, so.
Indians.
So was all of, the U.S.
That's what I'm saying.
We came and pillaged it.
Basically, we done.
Our land.
We Americanized it.
Our land. All right.
Let's get off that shit.
But anyways. So what did you do this weekend, Elijah?
I thought you said you were going to start it off.
I'm starting it off this way. Okay. I'm starting it off this way. Like,
you sounded like you had something to talk about and said, yeah, never mind.
I did, and then I forgot because we started talking about Indians and Mexicans and Americans, and which we're all American, by the way.
Let's go. American.
Okay, go ahead, go.
What did I do this weekend?
What'd you do?
I kicked some bootay on Call of Duty yesterday. I was like, Shazam, bam, bam, in your face, teabag you, in the face, where?
And then he started team killing his own team.
He only got like 18 kills, what did he say? Something like that? That's still low.
And he's giving me crap because I'm running around with the crossbow. Now, I have the knife, gold, my M411, gold, and I'm working on the crossbow to get a gold. I got like four more set skins.
Yeah, that's because you play like
crazy. Well, yeah.
People like me who got lives.
Yeah, you have no life. But, so what else do you, or is that all you did? That's pretty fucking
hung out at the beach.
Oh, you went to the beach?
Yeah.
Nice. You do at the beach.
Spent a bunch of money that shit.
That is fucking horrible. You spend that tax return?
Yeah, some of it.
Damn.
Not an OG redneck. Don't spend all of it right at once.
Oh, you know? I'm gonna spend it all right at the once beginning right there, huh? I'm gonna get all my shit paid off that I need to pay off.
Buy a 5 TV.
And then I'm going to Disneyland.
I'm gonna buy everything.
Actually, I might buy a TV. I need a new TV.
Yeah, my tax return was gone already. But I also bought needed shit, so.
And a car, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that was needed. So our other car was taking needed.
So what did you do this weekend, Rex? I heard about a wonderful adventure you went on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Knott's Berry Farm.
Nice. Very nice.
You see Snoopy?
Yes.
Wait, Snoopy or Snoop Dogg?
Snoopy.
Only Snoop Dogg
That's
would
Snoopy
say
Dog.
That.
Dude, what if Snoop Dogg does that on his spare time just so he can hotbox in the Snoopy outfit?
Speaking of rappers, though, I remember there was one time I went to Magic Mountain and I think it was Wiz Khalifa. He was there.
Nice.
Saw him. It was dope.
Nice. I went to Disneyland one time and we saw the Eagles there. Not performing, they were just walking around. Yeah. You know that down.
I was there when Justin
you know
Bieber
the
was there.
That space in.
I was like that, Justin.
I bet you were.
Justin.
You and your freaking hair flip.
Fang.
But you know that back area between Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion, those the Louisiana little stores and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
He was just sitting back there listening to one of the street bands, the Disney street bands performing. He was just sitting back there. And then we saw him. We saw them again, the next day, sitting underneath the Golden Bridge at California Adventure. They were just sitting there.
Yeah, but I didn't even ride that many rides. I only rode four.
You're fat, bro.
No, it's not because I'm fat. Like, we just walked around the shops and shit.
Yeah, that's what parents do, bro.
we rode
you're getting that log and he goes, food. My ass can't ride rides anymore. I'm too fat for that shit. That thing goes, click. Yeah, man, I'll sit there and I'll go into a ride and the motherfucking thing will go, click, click. Oh, damn it. You gotta get three clicks.
Yeah, you won't even click.
Yeah, no, you gotta get three clicks, bro. You go, click. Click. Damn it. Went to California Adventures one time, right? I don't know if they have it there now, but do they still have the mouse ride?
The mouse ride?
You don't remember that? Okay, it's an old school style of roller coaster.
Oh, even the one that...
It looks like you're about to go off the track
yes.
And then it turns...
That's actually pretty fun.
Okay, well, they made the stupid-ass decision one time of putting me in there with a 5-year-old kid in my passenger seat.
So you squashed the kid?
No, the bar didn't go down on him because it went click, click, and then it was like a gap of a foot of him. So he was just in there... sliding around. Wham! I'm like, okay. Where are your parents? Where are your parents? And then they're like behind him. He's like, I won't let him fall out. I promise. Because for some reason, the parents were like, you know what? we'll put him with us, and you, you know, you can ride with the dad or the mom or something. No, they put this 5-year-old kid right next to me. I'm like, I won't let him fall out, I promise. And he's all, wham, wham, wham. I'm like, I'm not moving, don't worry, bud.
There's a loop.
Dead kid.
But
snatch him out of the air.
Yeah, we went there, we rode. First ride we went on was Montezuma's Revenge. And there's no line on there. I was like super surprised.
Like, well, nobody goes to Knott's Berry Farm anymore.
That's true.
There were no, like, because we also went super early in the morning, like right when they opened up. But then like 20 minutes later, like there's like an hour wait for like each line. But so we went to that one.
It's not that long.
You know why? Because everybody goes to Disneyland.
Yeah, I was gonna say Disneyland. It's like a 2 to 3 hour wait sometimes. Once the crowds get there, you might as well just get that fast pass where it saves your spot.
I told my wife next time we go, like it's a must. We stood in the line for Extreme. We stood in that one for 2 hours.
I haven't been there in a long time.
That one where you sit there and it launches you up and you come up and it turns, brings you up down and then you come down.
Yeah. I think the last time I was there, they were talking about building the Silver Bullet.
Oh yeah.
That was the last time I was there, and it was the fucking not the like sign. It was like a paper sign that they had a Silver Bullet coming soon. That was the last time
My wife gave me such like a headache though, because not because she was like being an asshole or a bitch or nothing like that or annoying. It's because I knew that there was a ride there, but she said that it wasn't at that park, and it was like hurting my head thinking about it. It was a Perilous Plunge. It was like one of my favorite rides there. There's a water ride that goes like straight down.
That's
basically
at Hurricane Harbor.
No, it's not. I looked it up.
Most of these parks have the same ride.
Oh,
like, this just water ride that drops down.
Yeah.
And it was like at the back of the park, and I was like looking for it. I was like, where the hell is it at? And then Riptide, they also had, they got rid of
that. Okay, I remember Riptide.
And I was just like, where is it at? And she's like, no, it's at Magic Mountain. And I was like, no, it's not at Magic Mountain. So I remember coming from behind the park and driving it around. And my.
It's like a big ass funnel thing, right?
And No. Oh. Like it brings you up.
Oh, okay. No. I do remember. Like yeah. You come straight down. There's a bridge where you can stand on the wave.
Yeah.
Okay. But, it's right next to where the fucking one where you go up and then it takes you over the top of the very top of it and then you come back down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I was like, she's like, no, that's at Magic Mountain. I remember driving behind the park and I was just like, you can't get behind Magic Mountain, so there's no way it's at Magic Mountain. I was like, there's no way, it has to be here.
You're like,
it was
woman.
At this park. So I thought we were in line. I was like looking on my phone, and I was just like, "They had like Perilous Plunge, Knott's Berry Farm." I was right. They had it there, but they got rid of it back in like 2012. Yeah. I didn't hear it, and they got rid of it because a woman died on it.
That was
she fell off from the top.
Well, that's no excuse. That just makes it more fun, right?
Yes.
We want that danger, right?
No one
what happened. Do you remember what happened with that guy on? They were talking about getting rid of Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland because some guy hit his head because it was going through one of the tunnels. And like it kind of did a drop, and the guy came up, and it has like fake wooden supports over the top, and the guy went dunk, and he just
did it decapitate him.
No, I think he died, but it wasn't like there. It was like he had to go.
There's
to
been a couple accidents on that ride. That's why it's fun.
I've hit my hand.
No, you have
not. Not like at full speed, but I like at the top. Like you know how you come up on Thunder Mountain, how you come up that. Like last big drop it has big drop and you come around, it's got the very top, you can see the coyotes and shit. Well, as we were at the very top, I went wham, and then the roller coaster went down. I was like, yeah, I was little.
It was crazy that when I was looking into it, that lady, she fell from like the top like 115 feet down to the water.
There's water there, you know, you're fine.
She died.
It's like this much water, to be honest.
But
it's a few inches. Sorry.
3 weeks prior to that, another person died.
I'm not gonna lie.
So a person died. Like
that's one of my fears of getting on roller coasters is flying out of that thing.
Honestly,
I figured your fear of fucking roller coasters is hitting your head on something. You're so fucking tall.
Like when you get into it, do you like hold it and push it against you?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I'm like,
like you think you can hold yourself in if it unlocks. Yeah. You're like, I can hold it. That's what always scares me at Magic Mountain is Tatsu.
Like, oh, that ride!
That was
like, you were so dead if that thing lets go.
The very first roller coaster I ever, like real roller coaster I ever rode.
They let you on that thing?
Well, this is back when I wasn't this big. I wasn't this big, Dick. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I wasn't at, I was just below Fluffy. Yes, thank you, Gabriel Iglesias. I was just below Fluffy at this time. And then I hit that ride. I couldn't get on Riddler or Batman.
I hated Riddler.
They wouldn't click. Because they said they had to have two clicks. I had the fucking lap belt. It went. And
come
I went.
On, click,
I went
baby.
Click.
Click for
click,
daddy.
And
click
it's like it has to have three clicks or you can't ride. I'm like, fucking step on it. They're like, no, I can't do that. It has to be kind of. like a free click. I'm like,
suck it in, baby. Suck it in.
No, it wouldn't fucking go, dude. I was so disappointed.
They don't give a shit. They don't. Like, we were on Extreme, and the guy clicking right before.
Once, you're fine.
The guy right before me, because on Extreme, there's like a little red dot that has to pass like the bars or whatever. Yeah. And it wasn't even close. And they had two people fucking sitting there pushing on it. He's a big dude. And there's like both of them are just.
Get
and they
there.
Finally click
Get
it in. He's like spilling over it and he's like dying. And they said, fuck it, we're pushing the button.
Let's get this thing going.
Like, we're sending them. Fuck
like that candle.
It was so funny.
God, dude. I hated that. But I got to go on like Goliath and the last roller coaster. The last roller coaster we hit that day was X2. And I got to get on that. I was terrified. Okay. Now, this is literally the first day I've ever rode any roller coasters. The last roller coaster we hit is X2. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to go on this, guys. I don't know. And they're like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. So they had a little trouble getting all three clicks. I was like, damn, I wish they wouldn't have got that. Right? Well, right before, like, we were, okay, so it was our car and there was another car in front of us. That car in front of us had a malfunction. So they had everybody disembark off of that one. Nope. They moved that one over and they brought another one in. I was like, I want off.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you want off. And then they sent me. I was like, you motherfuckers.
When me and my wife were at Magic Mountain also when, gosh, we were like still dating, like, what was this, 13, 14 years ago? Anyways, she was on Viper, okay? I wasn't with her.
I hate Viper.
She told me that, okay? And it's only a, there's no lap bar. There's only a shoulder thing, whatever. And they started going up the hill, and somebody in line threw a water bottle up, you know, as they were going up the hill, and it unlatched just her. So her thing flew up, and the thing's going up the hill. Dude. And so she's, like, trying to yank it down, and she just hopped out onto the railing.
Yeah, the step.
Yeah.
Holy
it's like,
shit.
It was, like, already, like, almost halfway up the mountain, you know. And they're
That's
just going, you know.
That's fucking terrifying.
And so I guess one of the guys finally, you know, the operator saw it and he like backed the train back up and she got back in. And
I would not have gone back on. I would not have gone back on.
I was like, fuck that. I would not have gone back on that shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What a dickhead who threw the water.
I'm just saying, dude, your wife's got balls right there. And this was probably before she had yours.
Anyone go back up there? Did anyone walk up there with her and come back down? She just
walked back down.
She's like, yeah, fuck it. Oh, gee.
What a fucking gee. She said, start this shit back up.
Like, roll it back.
God damn.
Like, nope.
Yeah, no. Dude, I was already locked in when they moved that fucking cart off. I was like, I want off. Hey, excuse me. They're like, oh, you want off? Okay, we have to wait until you're up front before we can disembark you. I was like, okay. The guy forgot to tell people, and he just hit the button, and I just went. I'm like, sir, I fucking hate this,
sir.
Like, dude, like, it strapped, right? It went down.
That happened.
But
at,
like,
that
it
happened
was
at North Bay Farm.
Oh my god.
Some kid. He's like crying, panting. He's like, sir, let me off. He's like, and like, he's like, all right, guys, 3, 2, and the kid goes, I want to speak to your manager. Dude, the kid was, it was, there's no way it wasn't real. He's crying, dude. He like snot coming out of his nose. Just
like,
bawling.
I wasn't crying.
Was
I was definitely
so,
having an emotional
it was
moment.
So funny. Sure.
Like, what ride was that?
Yeah, it was Extreme. It was like two people before I got on. One before that.
But then when the kid came back in, did you see the kid when he came back?
He was like crying still and everything like that. He got off the ride. He's all pissed. It was so funny.
Dude, I bet that guy's fired.
No,
I didn't hear him. Sorry, I didn't
hear him. I want to speak to your manager.
Dude, that thing goes fast. I think in like it's like 2.3 seconds. It hits like 80 miles.
Yeah, it's fun. It is. It's a good ride.
All right, folks, we got to take a break for our sponsor, which is us.
That's right.
We'll be back. Hi, welcome back. Okay. So,
what word did that sound like? We sponsor our own stuff.
whatever. They know. It's just us talking. Oh, and if you guys want,
sponsor ourselves.
If you guys like our commercial. I was thinking sponsor. I know you guys like our sponsor. I'm hoping you do anyways, which is Anchor. But if you guys like us doing the commercial, or our version of that commercial, or you guys want us to record it, let us know. Oh, and for all you who need to know, on the group and the page, I listed a link of all the different podcast streamers that we are on. It's a big ass list, and they all have links that you can click, and it'll go straight to Nonsense and Know-How on them. So, anyways, it's time for Random Fact of the Day!
Alrighty, okay. So, there's a little bit debate about this one, but most people agree that the chainsaw was invented in 1780 to yank babies out quicker, I guess.
What?
And during childbirth.
How?
They would.
All right. Now here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take the pelvic bone. We're gonna take this here.
Remove the pelvic bone?
Yeah, or saw it or something.
Jesus.
See, we're gonna hook
this. Survival rate was 0%.
We're gonna hook this here machine up to your baby's noggin. At the same time, it's gonna remove your pelvis, your pelvic bone, and it's gonna rip the baby out.
Could you imagine being a woman back then?
No.
Oh
God.
Gosh dang. You imagine that thing coming at you. All right, the doctor's
all right,
like,
here we go.
Just hold on.
You weren't alive for long.
These women nowadays, they think they have it so hard. You can imagine back then.
I'm not gonna comment on that. I want people to like our show. Anyways. Oh man, dude. Like
it's like a freaking.
I'm like trying to picture
scene.
That. Like. you know,
it's gonna hurt a little bit.
We were supposed to talk about movies today.
Were we?
Yeah.
Next episode, right, guys?
No, we can do a little bit.
No, we were doing TV shows.
Oh, yeah, TV shows. Okay.
You guys want a little sneak preview?
Sneak preview?
I like how you ask them, like they're going to answer, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good. Just go ahead, just send it, man.
Okay, fine. We'll make it short and sweet, okay?
All right, Elijah, favorite show, go.
Of all time?
Rex, favorite show, go.
Whoa, calm down,
You said quit.
Down. Favorite show of all time?
I don't care. Go.
Okay, I'm.
Oh, you gotta pull your fucking phone out. No, you said quick.
I'm gonna list a couple. Okay, let's see. Let's start off with Boy Meets World. Very good show in the '90s. '90s had a lot of good shows.
Very good. Yeah,
Fresh
very
Prince
good.
Of Bel-Air.
What's her
Family
name? What's
Matters.
Her name? No. Ooh, what's her name? What's her name?
What are you yapping about?
What's her name?
Topanga.
Topanga was hot.
Topanga Lawrence.
Topanga was hot.
Topanga.
I like how he knows her last name too.
I used to watch that show.
I mean,
crazy.
I used to.
He's over here.
I used to watch that show so much. Oh,
he's
wait.
Topanga. Oh, wait.
Most of my shows, like I said, are from the '90s. Okay, and another one, the '90s Batman animated series. That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Very
that
good
was
show.
Good.
Best Riddler, I think that or not Riddler, excuse me, Joker. Best Joker ever. Mark Hamill does a very good Joker.
Yeah, I was gonna say yeah.
He does a very good Joker.
He did. I can't. He did a very good job. Rex, go.
Favorite TV shows?
Animes included.
I don't know if this one's considered anime or a cartoon, but Avatar The Last Airbender?
Give it a cartoon. It's kind of Americanized.
Maybe a mix. Maybe a mix.
It's kind of Americanized.
SpongeBob, of course.
Classic. SpongeBob's good.
Brian loves SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's good.
Angry Beavers. You guys remember that show?
No, I loved that show
as a kid, dude. God. Cat Dog.
Okay. No, I love Cat Dog. I'm a little world and a little cat dog.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good show.
Billy and Mandy, mother
dude,
trucker.
Dude, I completely forgot that one. But this one's way before my time. It's still a good
Beta
show.
Zim.
MASH.
MASH.
It's before my time.
MASH.
But it was a good show because I watched
MASH
it.
MASH was a pretty good show.
MASH. Yeah.
It was definitely way before your time.
Way before my time.
But no, Invader Zim was good. I mean, I only liked it for
Gurr,
yeah. Tacos.
Yeah, the taco one was so funny.
I love tacos.
I love Gurr. He's so funny.
Shit, mine. Oh man, you guys already coming.
Sorry, you guys
haven't
said Dragon Ball Z yet.
I was gonna go there. I was going there. Dragon Ball Z was the shit, dude. Except for GT. GT kind of gets left in the dark.
GT stays
in the closet.
I like the transformations of GT. Yeah. I don't like anything else. I liked Oob. Oob of GT was pretty cool.
Oob was good, yeah. I can't wait for them to bring him in.
I like Vegeta and GT. Vegeta was bad.
I didn't like his fucking mustache and his hair.
I liked his mustache. I didn't like his hair, dude. Like they gave him...
I shaved my mustache!
Mustache. Anyways. Dragon Ball Z, definitely a good one. I like Gundam.
Gundam's very
Gundam
good.
Gundam and Zoids.
I like Gundam GT. Or not Gundam GT.
I like Gundam Zero.
Is it Gundam GT?
How can none of us say this?
There's Yu-Gi-Oh. There's Gundam Wing.
Yu-Gi-Oh was a good show.
Pokemon
was good.
Pokemon, I can deal with some Pokemon.
Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on.
TMNT, yeah, the original cartoon. And the original movies. I'm throwing those out there. Those are good. Except number 3. Number 3 is weird because they go back in time.
We've seen a lot of cartoons as our favorite show.
Hey, you said 90s, so yeah, we're going to go. That's when I was born.
That's true. I know.
We.
What about Dexter's Laboratory?
You were
then,
a little late. Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory.
I still count as 90s, baby.
When were you born?
97. It's like 98, 99.
You're still young.
Yeah.
You're still a young buck.
You're like that meme where it says that it's like the Jedi Council has acknowledged that you're a part of the Council, but we do not give you the rank of...
I saw a meme that said that, but like 97 was like cut off.
Yeah, and like, it was like 97, like 98,
99 were the ones that like, you're part like, of the Council, but you're not a fucking...
Yeah. You're not... You're there, but you're not there. How can I be a part of the Council, but not a part of the Council?
So I'm there. The 98 motherfuckers that aren't. I'm the cutoff. I'm the cutoff.
That's fair. Let's see. Zoids. Zoids was a really good one.
Zoids was good, yeah.
I didn't... I mean, I liked it, but I didn't really like it as much as the original one. The one with the little kid and the weird raptor dinosaur.
He-Man was okay.
Skeletor? Fuck.
His fucking laughing
Fuck
shit.
It! Sesame Street, motherfucker.
Oh my god.
No.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues.
No. These are your favorite shows?
When I was little, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
When I was little, little.
When
I was...
Fairly Odd Parents. You guys just named
Fairly
the
Fairly Odd Parents? Come on.
I was never a fan.
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, my God.
I loved Ed, Edd n Eddy, dude.
What about Cow and Chicken?
Did you bring
Cow
the cupcake of sorriness?
Did you bring the cup? Oh, that's what I tagged you in. Anyways, I'll show you.
What about Samurai Jack?
Samurai Jack was
that
shit.
Was a good one.
Also, gonna throw this out there. It's a video game video game thing for you guys. PlayStation 4. I think it's end of this year or next year is throwing out a solo Samurai Jack video game.
Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
It does look really good, and it's from what I saw, PlayStation 4 only.
That's gay.
That is gay.
Unless you know you're on PlayStation.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not on PlayStation.
Well, maybe some of the audience are.
I'm just saying, you know, they're wrong.
They're wrong.
They're <That's> wrong.
You can only listen if you're on Xbox.
No. I want all the viewers. You guys can just mute Elijah. And by mute, I just mean ignore him.
You want all the listeners.
But I think that's going to be... It looks really good. It looks kind of... It's like old kind of... Like kind of cartoony graphics. But the fighting, everything looks really good.
Mm-hmm. And it's about Borderlands graphics?
No, it's, okay.
Because it was like that, I wouldn't look forward to.
Kind of like a Sly Cooper. I don't know if you ever played Sly Cooper, but mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, but a little more crisp.
Okay.
It's time for Shower Time with Sexy Rexy.
Wait, what?
File in.
Ladies and gentlemen, soak this in, up, and every which way you can.
Dirty.
A bed is just a shelf for your body that you put when you're not using it.
Ooh, yeah, I like that one. No, I got one for you. Yeah. Mind if I step into the shower with you?
Not at
all. All right, let me unzip this one. All right, so.
Whoa.
No, just listen.
Where did that go?
Listen.
Fuck.
You're not a body with a skeleton inside it.
I saw
you're
this.
A brain inside of a skeleton. So you're a brain powering operating a skeleton mech suit with flesh armor on yourself.
Okay.
And then there's like a woman at the end of it that's like, what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, that's what I tagged you in.
I saw that. Like, I don't know why my Facebook is messing up and I can't see shit that you tagged me in. But I did see that.
All right, I'm going to interrupt him real quick. Sorry. Oh, wait, no, hurry up. All right, finish it.
All right.
I forgot.
Your shadow is a confirmation that light has traveled nearly 93 million miles unobstructed, only to be deprived of reaching the ground in the few final feet, thanks to you.
Ah, nice. Yeah, fuck you,
so
light.
So we're all dicks.
Fuck you, so light. Talk about cock block.
All right, there you go. All
right, so conspiracy time with Big Will. We're rushing this one a little bit. Okay, so it's kind of a newer one. I told Rex about it a little bit this morning, but I don't think I told you about it.
Okay.
It's kind of a newer one. This theory is about the coronavirus. Not saying that the coronavirus is, you know, not real.
Okay.
But the theory is that the coronavirus itself is made by the deep government trying to undermine Trump's presidency. Saying that Trump will never be able to find or produce a cure for it. And as soon as he's out of office, mm-hmm. miraculously, there's going to be a cure for it by the new president.
So you're saying he's like, stopping the cure?
So you're saying like
kind of.
One side, the people who don't like the president.
No, the people who
are...
This one's from what I gathered from it, it's the people who like Trump are saying this about the rest of the government. That the rest of the government is keeping it from us
okay.
and keeping it from Trump. And as soon as Trump's out, they're going to help the new president by giving him this cure or so, this treatment that's going to make him saying, this epic thing.
They're saying that these people who are against Trump, though, they started the virus?
In a way, yeah. They think it's like a biohazard weapon being used to attack China, and then it just went out of control.
You know what's crazy is, as of right now, the coronavirus isn't really that
You need to stop right there.
It's only killed about 3-4% of the people it's infected.
That's still bad.
The flu has killed...
In China, it's like 80-something thousand people have been infected.
But only like 2,000 have died.
That's still a lot of people.
But...
And what about the 85, I think it was this morning, that I saw 85 people in the U.S. that have been infected?
Yeah, but only, what, two have died?
I saw only two have died, and they're all in old folks' homes.
I know, but what I'm saying is the flu is way worse. Will kill about 600,000 people worldwide.
Yeah.
And so far, this is only
But it's only been out 1 year. This is only the coronavirus.
The coronavirus has only been out for like, what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's only this year that it's been out.
I'm just saying, as of right now, it's really not that as bad as
Yeah, but that's how it starts, you know? But, like, what I was telling
you. I think people are jumping to the conclusion.
Yeah, they are. They're jumping, that it's jumping too fast. I agree, but look what what was it? The swine flu or that one that you got from mosquitoes when they were having the Olympics in Brazil or whatever?
What was it? Feline disease?
No. No, that helps the corona.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyways, it gives babies babies deformities or something.
West Nile virus?
No, I can't remember what it's called. Anyways, we're gonna move on. But from what I saw is apparently it's people who have been watched for 2 weeks passed. Are developing the coronavirus after their two-week isolation.
Hmm.
And there's people who had no contact with anybody from Japan who are developing it here in the United States now.
Yeah, I heard that, one of the people who got it in the United States, they don't know how they got it.
It just happened. So what we need to worry about is when it becomes more airborne.
True.
That's when it needs to be addressed now, but that's when it needs to be worried about, is when it mutates from coughing and stuff to where it can travel miles. And
I think, but like I said, though, I still think people get just too scared.
Is that you can shoot the coronavirus in the air?
I think it's just like these movies. Like, people are so worried about, like, you know, world, you know, takeover, you know, zombies or whatever, you know.
All right, folks, we got to roll it up. Nonsense know-how.
Cut me off there.
I have to. We're out of time.
Aww.
We're out of time. We'll pick it back up maybe next time. But thanks for listening. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Not so much on Instagram, Twitter, because we ain't got much action going on there. I have like 7 followers on the Instagram. Nobody on Twitter.
Much action going on Facebook.
And we have some.
Some.
Yeah, we have some.
We need more action.
We need you guys to tell your friends about it, because we have a lot of listeners, but we need more. That way we can continue to do this, because, you know, we want to make sure you guys like it. If you guys don't like it, then we'll have to change it up to something you guys do like. Let us know. Hit us up. I'm Big Will.
I'm a ledger.
And I'm Sexy Rexy.
Peace out.
See ya, you sexy fuckers.